Police crack down on social distancing, dad arrested at park with daughter, sunset watchers find. By Kyle Olson on April 8, 2020. As governors and local governments are issuing stay-at-home orders, police departments are stepping in to enforce the edicts. Cops in Brighton, Colorado, violated social distancing guidelines to handcuff 33-year-old Matt Mooney, who was playing t-ball with his wife and 6-year-old daughter in a public park. Mooney told KDVR he refused to provide identification to 3 officers because he didn't think he was doing anything wrong. She's like, "Daddy, I don't want you to get arrested. At this point I'm thinking, there's no way they're going to arrest me, this is insane." I'm telling her, "Don't worry, Daddy's not going to get arrested. I've done nothing wrong. Don't worry about it," and then they arrest me. A man who was recording the incident noted the park was empty at the time. KDVR reported a sign indicated the park was closed, but that in groups of no more than 4 persons, parks remain open for walking, hiking, biking, running and similar activities. People in California were fined for watching the sunset, Cousy reported. Citations were issued to 22 people found near the beach in Encinitas for violating the state's stay-at-home order, authorities announced Saturday morning. The tickets were issued Friday to people who were watching the sunset, having picnics near the beach, according to the San Diego County Sheriff's Department. Everyone is required to stay home, except to get food, care for a relative or friend, get necessary health care or go to an essential job, the department tweeted Saturday morning. Complacency is the enemy. Take social distancing more seriously to stop coronavirus. In San Francisco, an 86-year-old protester was cited while outside a Planned Parenthood facility, according to KNTV. When Ron Konopaski was cited Thursday, he said he had chairs and pamphlets, part of a campaign to end abortion that he began in February. He said trying to give pregnant women alternatives is essential, so he should have the right to be there during the shelter-at-home order. "I think it's a gross overreaction and I don't see any justification for it," Konopaski told the news station. "Honestly, I think it's trampling our rights." Kyle Olson is a reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter and like him on Facebook.